Death. Three children died today morning when their house caught fire while they were asleep in Regina location, New Mira County. Mesaba North Deputy County Commissioner Stella Wanyela confirmed that the three minors aged between 4 to 12 years were asleep when the unfortunate incident happened. I received the first distress call from Babu, the Bodaboda chairman in this sub-county, and immediately after Regina location chief, Charles Akero, also called me to inform me about the fire incident in his area of jurisdiction at around 1 a.m., DCC Wanyela said. This incident is very shocking and profound with a lifetime effect to the affected couple and family. Police and DCI officers have already started investigations to ascertain the main cause of fire in this house. The house design is in the form of a one-story building with the upper section where the children were sleeping made of wood and iron sheets. This is the section which caught fire while the parents slept on the ground floor, which is a permanent structure, the DCC explained. She appreciated the efforts made by residents to put out the fire in a bid to save the lives of the young ones, but lamented that the efforts were belated, leading to the unfortunate incident. Wanyela urged them to remain calm as investigations commenced to ascertain the real cause of fire, which burnt the bodies of the children beyond recognition. She at same time condoled the father of the deceased children, who was hurt while trying to save his children from the fierce inferno. Leaders from the region led by Kitutu Mesaba MP Clive Gacero have sent condolence messages to the couple that is in great pain and agony, terming the accident as tragic. Gachuba member of the County Assembly, MCA, Henry Obwaya, where the incident happened, said it was hard to come to terms with the news of the fire accident. We appeal to the entire community to pray for this family, give them all the psychosocial support to be able to have closure following this tragedy, MCA Obwaya said. The remains of the trio were taken to Gutcha Hospital mortuary for autopsy and funeral arrangements.